Thank you so much for coming to my website on this, the 14th day of December, 2020, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. How can I miss say that? United States of America on God's good, great planet Earth. See the mailman going down the street with his hat on his, because it's dark outside. It's a little after, what is it? Yeah. It's about 5:55, a little bit before 6 o'clock. And it's Christmas time, and I'm going to devote this entire section to an album that I know that most of you don't have. I came across it as a gift. Somebody presented it to me as a gift. And what a gift to receive the masterful works of the Duke himself, Duke Ellington. The Duke Ellington, this is from the Centennial Edition. And this was done in a live concert. And I want to say this before I begin to play it, because I've listened to it time and time again, and I love it even more. And I think that it is the appropriate music to play at Christmas time. I know, you know, we think of Luther, right? We think of Luther, and we think of those other balladeers that carry our hearts away with the joy. Oh, it's you and I, and it's Christmas. Duke was very spiritual. Duke Ellington, the leader of the band. Billy Strayhorn, his co-producer and writer. I'm going to play a number written by Strayhorn, sung by a beautiful black woman. I don't have all of the names in front of me here because this is a listening time. Some of you are going to work. Some of you are coming home. Some of you feel relieved because on this day in December, it appears that they have the cure for the coronavirus. Oh, is there enough days for us to go to the restaurants and all that? No, we still got to wait out maybe to March. Let a good year go by so we can get a good feeling on this. But this is my Christmas gift to many of you. To those of you that have, because I've been trying to tease you with a little Ellington, but I've been going through my collection, listening, and I know that you will appreciate this. In the beginning is what I'm going to start off with. Duke loved God, the idea of God. He kind of loved God the way I do. I don't love God by way of denomination. I love God by way of communication. There's such a difference. Okay? Communication. God communicates to me. I communicate back to him in a way that I demonstrate my love for him. As a matter of fact, you know how much God loved me today? Man, I'm telling you. He sent me a gift this Christmas. Cedric DeShield just comes and knocks on my front door. And I open the door, and there's Cedric, and we're just talking. Cedric lost a lot of weight, kept commenting, telling me how good I looked, and I just tell him, hey, man, I just do me. We ask about some of the people that we used to hang out with, and I like Cedric's answer. He said, you know, I'm going to hang out with people that want to talk about you if they don't talk of you. That's what I'm talking about. He's a true disciple of mine. You want to know somebody, you go by his house. He's still there. The address is still there. The phone is still there. We thinking about right after this plague is over to go back down on Pico Boulevard to hit one of them little tacos places that we used to love to hang out at. Me and Cedric DeShield. He told me everything I know about God, you told me how to investigate it, look at it, research it. He said, you taught me, John. And he said, I love you for that. I'll always love you for it. His boys are both in college. He's still with his lovely wife. So I want to dedicate this whole Christmas program to Cedric DeShiel and his dear wife and his two sons playing football, and good football players too. I was so glad to see him. But Duke has a way of putting it in perspective. Duke said, in the beginning, God. I want you to listen to the orchestra, the saxophonist, the trumpeter, the bassist, the drummers, everybody. All this from the mind of the late and great famous Duke Ellington, the greatest African-American jazz musician that was ever born in this here country. Enjoy. Well, I thought I was queued up to play it. Now, see, that was my fault. See, that was my fault. Here we go. Thank you, Duke. In front of a live audience. Listen to him. Yeah. In the beginning, God. Go on, dude. Thank you. That's right.
No main streets and no back alleys.
Gone, boy.
No night, no day, no bills to pay.
Right.
No glory and no gloom. No poverty, no Cadillacs.
Yeah.
No sand traps and no mud packs. No pedestrians, no carriage trade. No bodyguards, no credit cards. No conference calls, no TV commercials. No headaches and no aspirins. No heroes, no zeros, no naughty, no nice, no limit, no budget, no bottom, no topless, no cows, no bulls, no barracuda, no buffalo, no birds, no bees, no beetles, no symphony, no jive. No Gemini 5, no 10, 9, 6, or 8. No men trying to fill an inside straight. No applause, no critique. No amateur, no professional. No questions, no answers. No singers and no dancers. No varied and sundry ranting and raging hither and yon from pillar to pot.
Thank you.
just got to pause it right in the middle of it. That's 10 minutes and 42 seconds into a 20-minute and 1-second display of In the Beginning. This is all out of the mind of the famous, famous great composer, the Duke himself, Prince Ellington, playing the music for years that stimulated his heart. And the church back in the day, of course, that's the only social narrative outlet that we had where we could express ourselves as a people. And the Duke, like most talented African-American artists, singers, composers, was in love with the idea of God, just the way that I am. I don't think that I would have made it this far in my life without God beginning it in the beginning. So let's jump right in the middle, because he's in the middle of this piece now. He's been gone now for 10 minutes and 44 seconds on this thing that he's put together. And so now when you see the people singing, and man, they just gave all the books in the Old Testament. I believe they're going to give the books in the New Testament also, because these are the books, these are the things that people believed in back in the day. So let's go back to In the Beginning by Duke Ellington. Yeah. Let me pause right here while Duke is going through this and say that if any of you know me as Pastor John, I loved preaching through these New Testament epistles. My gosh. And so when I came upon this piece here, knowing that the great preachers of old, back in the olden days, our people were scholars when it came to knowing. And this is the book for black people in this country. This is it. This is it. And coming upon this now. Here you are in the year 2020 listening to me play this over this internet, and you're probably hearing this for the first time. Duke Ellington, the great jazz musician, loved the Word of God. He would not have... oh, my God, man, continue with this. This is magnificent. Babies?
Thessalonians.
Right.
Timothy.
Right.
Timothy. Titus. Philemon. Hebrews. James. Peter. Peter. John. 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 Jude.
At everything that has breath, praise the Lord. My God. Black people have always been filled with His Spirit. Y'all go ahead on. Thank you. That's not a drum machine. That's a drummer playing the instrument. Say that again.
In the beginning was.
Come on, come on. Talk to me. Say it again. Back in the day. Merry Christmas, Cedric. Thanks for coming by to visit PJ. Yeah, that's what a visit from an old friend would do. Stimulates you to listen to good music. Can you believe it? Writing music like that, and then in a huge auditorium, and putting the emphasis upon what I've always put the emphasis on ever since I've been doing Ram Radio, when I was on the Olivet Discourses, when I was on radio FM stations, AM stations, putting the emphasis upon God, not on church, not on denomination, because you see what that led us to. It led us to a strange form of colonialism that takes away your true freedom and the true acknowledgement of who you are and what you are all about. Tell me if it's true. Yeah, that's the next number that I'm playing from this Ellington Centennial Edition. This number 18 has some prize jewels on it. Tell me if it's true. Because you see, when the black man went to church back in the day, it wasn't tell me about some new super phallic Aladexi Ella Amer Exodosius. Mary Poppins said it far better than I. It was about getting the truth. Because you know that you could go there and the preacher could tell you truth. Oh, man, the relationship between Duke Ellington and Adam Clayton Powell. Yes, and how about Adam Clayton Powell Sr.? I mean, who was... my goodness, wait a minute. Which one was the pastor of Abyssinian? Was it Junior or the senior? I think it was his daddy first, and then his son took over. Man, tell me the truth. That's what I'm talking about.
Tell me it's a truth.
Church, ain't it? That's the only reason you go to church, is to get the truth. You don't go there listening to Paula White and all these other people tell you about they, oh man, oh come on. Oh, if you believe in me, you're going to live forever. I'll never get sick. I just say Cadillac and it comes my way. What? And then what they're doing in church, you know, Cedric was on the porch. I said, Cedric, I don't go to church. I don't attend those places now. Man, them folk get in there, oh my gosh. And please, the person that you're listening to, if they have not been adequately trained in exegeting this blessed word of God, they have no idea what Sunday means. None at all. Thank you. Tell me the truth. I'm going to play this number come Sunday because he had Johnny Hughes is going to assist with this number while the sister sings come Sunday. See, well, I'll just let the music speak for itself. Duke Ellington wrote it. You know, we're singing it in a lot of our churches today, and we don't even know who the author is. And that's why I thought I'd take this Christmas and get down a little bit. Come Sunday.
Thank you.
That's Duke. Introducing Johnny Hodges, but we're not going to stop there. I'm going to let you hear in the form when he, because see, he wrote the music to words, and you have to know that. What happened? Oh, here we go. I don't know. Now, listen to the words, and then you'll be able to put it together. That's what Sunday meant to me. That's what Sunday meant to me when I went to church. But now when you go to church, no. It's not like that anymore. It's not like that anymore. Churches are different. They aren't made like display things. You got these TV screens and these lights and these colors and these, you don't even know that it's Jah that you're worshiping. You know, you just get up in a T-shirt and a pair of jeans. I remember when that started. Because if you look at some of my old work on YouTube, I'm preaching with a robe on. Yeah, that's me with a robe on. Learned this from a dear friend of mine who was a CME pastor, Christian Methodist Episcopalian. And I told him that my pastor, being a Southern Baptist kind of a brother, he didn't believe in wearing these clerical robes and everything. He called them bulldog collars and all that kind of stuff. He had this adamant indifference against it. And I asked my friend, and so James told me what his uncle told him, and his uncle was an elder in the CME church, and he says, "Oh, Doc, that's easy. You wear the robe to cover the man." And I said, "I don't get it." And he said, "To cover the man. When the man of God is preaching God's word, you don't want to know whether he has on a $500 suit, alligator shoes, jewelry, that nice silk tie that his wife bought from Macy's when the church sent him downtown to buy him something for Christmas. You don't want to show that. The only thing that the preacher wants to show is what God says come Sunday. That's what that's all about." Thank you, Duke. After all these years, man, if Duke Ellington would have seen the church today, he would have said, "Man, I could have moved in there and done a free jazz concert without even changing the mic or anything." Right. Completely different. Now, there's a new world a-coming. He had that on this album, too, and I want to play that. If I can find it. You know, if I can find these records. Here it is. There's a new world coming. Christmas blessings, Cedric, and to your family, and to all my friends that remember PJ. Christmas blessings. But there's a new world coming. We had a little skip jump right there. There's a new world coming. I didn't care for that one, me personally. I just love to hear Duke's fingers going over the piano keyboard. Let me come on down into, because I got about 10 minutes left on this cast, and I don't want to, I was going to make it about a two-hour show, but most of you can't take a lot of Ellington because you got to understand where the man is. During the time that he was doing these concerts, you know, a lot of people wanted to hear him play his old stuff. "Take me on the A train and to Harlem," and all that stuff. They wanted to hear that, but Duke started to do a lot of concerts in big halls, and he loved it. That's where he, most of his work, he had so much of his work, and it was never really produced. As a matter of fact, I have a DVD. he was asked to write a, you know, when you go to college and you have the college alma mater, well, he was asked to write one to this college, and he did, and he went to the college, and he played it one time, and he never played it again. He didn't write it down. He just told the bassist and the drummer what to do, and it's a beautiful piece when you see him playing it live, and to know that it was never written down or never formally done. That's how he did music. Not a lot of people say, well, Tchaikovsky didn't do that, Brahms didn't do that, Beethoven didn't do that. Yeah, right. I'm not going to argue with you. I want you to listen to this. He had a co-writer with him, Billy Strayhorn. And I want to play this for you, and so that you can get a kick out of listening to...
getting now, a, it is my listen. Pleasure to introduce my writing and arranging companion, a major contributor to any performance that we make. Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Strayhorn and his pretty little friend.
That's Billy Strayhorn composition. Christmas Surprise. In a concert hall and appropriately presented. Yeah, I'm telling you. You know, just good times. Not just going to a concert to see somebody jump up and down and their body parts hanging all out and somebody screaming about, look at me, look at me. I'll never forget. And I ain't got nothing against Diana Ross. I think she has a beautiful voice. When Berry Gordy came in touch with her, fine. But she did a concert years after she became famous. And I'll never forget at the end of the song, something she said, love me, love me, love me. She was begging the audience to love her. That's not, no, no. When I was on the radio, I wasn't begging anybody to love me. They were probably begging me to go off the air. Anyway, I'm going to end up, I'm going to end up this thing. You know, my computer is something else. I want to end this one up, and this one is a simple one, the Lord's Prayer. I'll end up with this. Thanks for coming to my website. Duke Ellington, the Lord's Prayer.
Just say.